A global pandemic has made the past year and a half stressful, to say the least. And even Mother Nature screams sometimes.
This is the hardest tornado event we've ever been through, and it's not just because of the property damage, but we lost a lot of good people.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear grew emotional at a news conference in Bowling Green hours after an EF3 tornado, packing winds of 155 miles per hour, swept through the city in the wee hours of Saturday morning.
It's really hard and really painful. I spent 8 hours wondering if one of my cousins was still alive.
The Warren County coroner has confirmed 11 deaths, including children, and that number could rise as more victims are found under debris. Members of a multi-generational family living under the same roof are counting their blessings after losing their home in the tornado. Eric Alford was sleeping around 1:30 Saturday morning when the storm came through his neighborhood.
Basically, the alarms was going off on our phones, and that woke us up and alerted us. And then all of a sudden, it sounded like a freight train. I mean, it was loud and vicious, and it didn't last long. I mean, it mowed through here pretty quick.
The roof of Alford's house on Ewing Ford Road was completely blown off, and nearly everything inside lost to wind or water damage. The home's most valuable belongings were saved. Alford, his wife, and two sons, as well as his daughter-in-law and newborn grandchild, were all able to make it to the home's basement. At daylight, Alford's son, Travis, enlisted friends to help remove the material things.
Right now, we're trying to get as what salvageable clothes, valuables we have out of the house, because when the rain comes later, if it does, anything left in the house, you know, we could probably consider it a total loss. And if anybody decides to come picking through it, well, we're not trying to leave them much to take.
Crystal Cavanaugh's family was also spared in the storms. They live on Willow Way in the Briarwood neighborhood. A tree went straight through her daughter's bedroom, but she wasn't home.
No, spent the night with a friend, thank God, yes.
Power is out and trees are completely uprooted along Willow Way, but neighbors rallied together to begin the cleanup. Across town, a staple for decades on the Bowling Green Bypass, was another casualty of the tornado. The Cardinal Motel, built in the 1960s, is now owned by P. Desai, who surveyed the damage and called it overwhelming.
I feel like it's completely lost right now to me. Yeah, because you can see the whole roof and everything come down, and rooms already been destroyed. All the furniture is inside, you know, everything's get wet and stuff.
Oddly, the iconic red cardinal statue in front of the motel was untouched by the tornado. Desai says he hopes to rebuild at the same location. His family lives in an apartment attached to the motel and is among Warren County's displaced residents. The American Red Cross has opened a shelter at South Warren Middle School. Executive Director Jennifer Capp says it's the worst local disaster she's seen in her career.
So today's my 15th anniversary with the Red Cross, and it's horrific. Like, you don't even see this in movies. It's heart-wrenching. I can't imagine what these families are going through.
The Red Cross is providing housing, food, medical, and mental health services. About 40 tornado victims had come to the shelter during the day yesterday, and Caps expected more at nightfall. She says the community has been nonstop with donations, such as food, clothes, diapers, and hygiene items.
At this point, we're trying to just organize it and make sure that we have everything kind of grouped together, and then I think we'll probably turn around and, you know, ask the community to stop with that effort and then go to making monetary donations. And I'm also asking them to make sure that those blood appointments over the next few weeks are filled so that we get the blood on the shelves that we need.
This is a kid's right here. What size is that one?
Western Kentucky University student Abby Haynes helped sort clothes at the shelter.
We're taking coats, separating them between men's and women's and different sizes. And so, I mean, it's just kind of been really cool to see just the overflow of things being brought in, people wanting to stay and help sort and just come together and just help everyone in the community. It's been really cool.
Another shelter volunteer was Jessica Murray, a registered nurse at TJ Sampson Community Hospital in Glasgow.
You know, I was seeing everything on social media, reach out to the Red Cross to see what help they needed, asking if they needed medical help. They said, sure, come on down. So I've just been helping with basic first aid, helping people get any kind of medical supplies that they might need or can help them through this time.
While she's treating only minor injuries, she's also on the lookout for signs of hypothermia as displaced residents toil throughout the day in freezing and wet conditions, working in their yards and salvaging what they could from their homes. Robert Valdivizio is okay physically, but emotionally he is shaken. He and his wife live on Village Creek Drive just off Russellville Road.
There were winds, and then the winds kept getting stronger, and then we started to hear debris hit the outside of the building, and then we heard windows crashing in, and then we heard the roof peel off the top of the house. During one point, while we were hiding in the bathtub, I could feel the floor lifting up, so it was picking us up. So I did fear for my life.
Valdivizio never thought he'd be in this predicament, but he's glad to find refuge at the shelter.
I was very I'm still very impressed to see how quickly people came together and made all this available. I'm very blessed. It inspires me to kind of do the same whenever I'd have the opportunity.
The tornado hit exactly 2 weeks before Christmas, and for Valdivizio, he understands now more than ever, it's not what's under the tree, but who's around it. He added, it's all about keeping things in perspective.
There were three homes that were like behind us that were completely gone, and they pulled our neighbors out of a pile of rubble this morning. You know, other people have it worse than we do.
While the road to recovery will be long, the sun will shine bright again on my old Kentucky home. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.